This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Both of my grandmothers were herbalists, so I've been very strong on, you know, following a herbal diet. And also I have hemolytic anemia, which means I have to have beef. But I'm also manic depressive, and I'm taking Spruce Bark and Wellbutrin. And I'm also using the Rescue Remedy by Dr. Bosch.
Okay.
And, you know, with the flower essences.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if having so many things to do, like I'm trying to find a place to live because a friend of mine, her son put her in a nursing home against her wishes. So finally find a place to live, involved in a car wreck, involved in but the police won't help. I had some checks stolen, and the police, again, will not prosecute, even though it's grand larceny, so the sheriff's office will. And I'm taking Wellbutrin, 300 milligram, and then 60 milligram of Boost Car. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, could that just be... I have no energy. I have no desire to do anything.
Yeah. It really, it can do that to you. Are you taking both of those right now, currently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And
I was taking Prozac, but I didn't like the Prozac.
Yeah, Prozac a lot of times doesn't agree with people. I get that. You have to play around with it a little bit. Do you feel stable? Just, I know you feel tired. You don't feel like doing anything, but the highs and the lows, are you feeling those of the medication, or is it holding you...
The medication is it's more for anxiety.
Well, it is.
I usually am very hyper. When I get depressed, then I get really low.
Right. But also what it can do is it keeps you balanced. So what I was wondering, though, is are you having any extremes in any way, or do you feel fairly stable?
I'm having extremes because I have to get everything ready to get out of this house. I'm having to fight the police on two fronts, you know, with the grand larceny and with the car wreck. This idiot slammed in the back of my car, and I'm seeing double and triple, and the eye surgeon said it may never clear up. And I was supposed to start a PhD.
My goodness. So you're
I can only read for like about 10 minutes, and then the words just become blurred or they change colors.
Does it cause you to have headaches at all when you read for a period of time?
Oh, yeah. I have an inflamed temple artery. I've had three hospitals who asked for my body when I'm dead, including Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic. I should not be walking around with everything that's wrong.
But you still are.
I can laugh about it, but I'm really worried the fact that right now I have no energy and I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. A lot of times, the medication can cause a lot of what you're feeling as far as fatigue goes. But let's step back for a second. Even though the medication can cause that, it can cause you to feel tired and almost numb you out a little bit. Are you doing well as far as your lifestyle? Do you eat well? Do you take care of yourself? Do you exercise or not really?
I exercise. I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, great.
I start the morning with jalapeno pepper and then follow that with a glass of water with some apple cider vinegar and honey. And I eat well. I like vegetables and yogurt. So, I mean, my diet's good. I had insomnia, but I've always had that as long as I can remember. I'll sleep for four or 5 hours, and then I wake up and I'm just wide awake.
Right.
What bothers me is I just, have no energy, and I'm taking so many different medications right now, including hydrocodone for the pain.
Wow. Yeah.
From the car wreck. And I have what do they call it when your shoulder's out of place?
What was dislocated?
It's not dislocated, but it should be operated on because it's slipping, but they can't operate on me because I'm a bleeder and I also have a history of blood clot.
Oh. Well,
and I'm just wondering if all this together is just, I feel like I'm not getting anything done.
Well, that's because you're feeling tired. But the bottom line is you've got to do some things to get your body more in balance. And with everything you've just laid out for me, I mean, yeah, do you have a lot going on? Sure. But there has to be a starting point because you can't get to a place where you're just overwhelmed. And there's so many conditions, so many symptoms. You're taking one medication for one thing, it's causing another, so you take another medication, and it's this big whirlwind, and you're trying to get your body in balance, but you don't feel in balance, and you feel tired, and you feel fatigued. And so there's several things you can do. Now, obviously, you want to stay on the medications that you're taking. There's a reason that your physicians have you taking that. It's playing around with your dopamine levels. And dopamine, it's a key neurotransmitter, a brain chemical. Getting that balanced can be one of the biggest keys for your energy levels, for making you feel good, the whole nine yards. Now, there's several ways to raise dopamine levels, and I'm going to talk to you about that. But also, you just have to realize that with everything you have going on, it's, you know, I talk a lot about an anti-inflammatory diet. I do. I talk a lot about that because you have to start there. I'm going to make a difference. I'm not going to change your chemistry in your body. That's where the challenge begins. So let me just lay some things out for you. Now, for dopamine, certain foods can really help raise dopamine levels, and they're pretty simple. Now, here's the deal. Once you start raising these, you may find that your medication doesn't – maybe you're taking too much, or the milligram might be a little bit too much. You might want to talk to your doctor as you go into this. If you really start making some modifications in your lifestyle, the way you eat and different things like that, may make a big impact. So you just want to keep an eye on that for how you feel. But meat, fish, eggs – cheese and chocolate. Now, the hard cheeses like and the goat cheese are one of the best routes to go, but they will naturally raise dopamine levels in the body. Matter of fact, cheese has an amino acid in it called tyramine, and it will actually it gives us a lift. It makes us feel good. That's why a lot of people are drawn to cheese. They enjoy eating it because it makes them feel good, actually. So there's a lot of components within those foods, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, the dark chocolate, by the way, that can make a big difference in your dopamine level. So something to consider, blueberry extract, also L-tyrosine, vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and N-acetylcysteine. All of those are great. And don't forget tablespoon of cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, one of the best things you can do for your overall brain chemistry. So that's dopamine levels. Now, also with Wellbutrin and any of the other medications, I know you're taking a lot more. Getting your body stable is the first and foremost. The fatigue should lift once you get the dopamine levels a little bit more balanced. And you can work on the adrenal glands too. And, of course, they're probably, for me to ask you have they done this blood test or that, probably wouldn't even be a good question. Number one, probably wouldn't remember all the values. But number two, you would probably just know normal or not. And if you've got all that going on, they've probably done every kind of blood test under the sun with you. And so in that case, you want to focus generally on the adrenal glands. Make sure you stay away from coffee. You can do green tea. But vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, or pantothene, is really good along with vitamin C. And that's kind of an old school way to build the adrenal glands, but it still works and works very well. Because when your body gets tired and you're going through all you're going through, you're taking a lot of medications, you're not sleeping well at night, your adrenal glands can get really weak. And so that can be a real help. To do vitamin C and B5, it can just help build the adrenals, strengthen you up, and give you a little bit more energy throughout the day. So a couple things to try. Keep me posted on how things go, but your body can balance. Don't lose hope in that.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Well, holiday time right now. What are you thinking about? You thinking about going shopping all the time, everybody spending money, going around to get presents and all that sort of thing? Or are you going to the Christmas parties? Running around to the parties and everybody's got all the good things to eat. Guarantee you, most of them are not gluten-free. Of course not. And are you going to be eating and snacking like crazy and gain that holiday 10 or 15 pounds and then hit the New Year's resolution and say, oh, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to eat what I want right now because New Year's is right around the corner. And then New Year's comes around and you get too busy and you'll say, well, spring's right around the corner. Come March 1st, I'm going to get in shape. It's swimsuit season. I'm going to get on the cardio. I'm really going to get my diet together. And then March comes around. And they've got other reasons. There's always a reason why you can't achieve your health goals. And here on the show, we want to help you achieve your health goals. There's always a way. But you have to have the hope to know that you can. You have to have the ability to believe that you can. You have to have the tools to know that you can. And that's what we want to help you do right here. Questions about your health, give us a call, 888-283-7272. And talk about one of the toughest, this one I'll talk about tonight, one of the toughest obstacles you have to overcome to reach your health goals. What's the one thing that's holding you back? You talk to me about that. We're going to talk about what it takes to overcome that one thing that's holding you back. You call 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off and now go with Ann. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I have torn a lateral ligament on my knee, on my kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
I fell out of a canoe, as embarrassing as that is to say,
okay,
a couple months ago, and it wasn't very deep, and I landed on the rocks, and it didn't swell a lot, but it bruised really bad. And I have been limping around for the last 2 months. I'm one of these underemployed. I had a wonderful job with insurance. Now I have a wonderful job, but no insurance.
Right.
And I called my regular doctor and talked to his nurse, and she said that with an X-ray, they really wouldn't be able to tell and suggested me to go see an orthopedic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And the orthopedic surgeon wants a minimum of $400, and if they do an MRI, you're looking at $1,700 to $2,200.
That's right. It's a lot.
And I just really can't afford it right now, and my question is, if I just ignore the pain, I've been hobbling around and, you know, I put ice on it and everything, but if I just continue to ignore this, will I do any permanent damage to my knee? It feels very unstable. It's very painful, but it's just one of those things. I just don't have the money right now.
I understand. Well, let's break it down just a little bit. When you got out of the canoe, what happened? Did your knee twist?
It did. I believe it twisted and it hit the rocks.
But did it give out before you hit the ground?
Like, no.
Did it twist and pop?
When I hit.
It was when you hit. And it's,
uh-huh,
it's been hurting ever since, right?
Yes.
The only way they can really tell the soft tissue and what's going on is an MRI. I mean, that is true. But the thing is, you definitely don't want to just suck it up and just wait. Because what's happening is it's already probably, if it tore, it's already healed, torn,
mm-hmm,
by this time. So even if a surgeon were to look at it and they saw it torn on the MRI, they'd have to go back in and repair it.
Somebody said something about a cadaver ligament.
Yeah, they usually do that. Well, they'll do that with it. It's called a lateral collateral ligament. That's the one you're thinking,
mm-hmm,
about. And then you got the medial collateral ligament. And the anterior cruciate ligament is the one that tears in the middle of the knee that makes everything unstable. So, like, when you're walking, it feels like the knee's going to buckle.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's the anterior cruciate ligament. If that tore, you definitely need to get that fixed because your knee will always be unstable. Now, the muscles around the knee, you can build those up and you can hold them and potentially keep it strong.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you'll need to get it corrected. So, I mean, yeah, the MRI is the only thing that's really going to go in and be able to look at it and dissect it at this point in time. But it would be worth it. Dig around a little bit. I know you've got an orthopedic that you can go to for $400, but there's some faith-based clinics around different areas. If you'll do the research and ask, or maybe there's someone
even where at our office that could help you find something in your area that's more faith-based, that has a they have discounted rates, and they connect with hospitals that give free care away, and there's people that will do that. And maybe they'll be able to help you find an MRI at a lower rate, or even to get into an orthopedic surgeon for a cheaper rate as well. Someone that would take you and that would obviously spend the time with you to be able to help you. And that's the route you'd want to go. But first and foremost, I would at least, if you can't get the MRI because it's too expensive, I would go in and talk with someone, another orthopedic surgeon, see if you can get an opinion at least, with them to lay their hands on you and actually do their different orthopedic tests. You can test the ligaments and see if things are torn, and they can gauge pretty well if it has been torn or not. Because if you're going to spend that kind of money, $2,000 on a test, if they can remotely figure it out, they may have to go in there and clean it out anyway. It'd be better to spend that money toward even a light version of surgery to go in to repair that. And a lot of surgeons really won't do surgeries unless you've had the test done so they can verify everything. But you might just want to keep looking around. There's got to be somebody that will eventually help you in the middle of this. And I know it's tough because you've lost insurance, and it's a tough time. That's why we do our free health clinics with Diagnosis Hope. And we do those periodically. We'll be doing some next year. But, of course, that doesn't have surgery involved, and it doesn't have MRIs. But if you can find someone to talk to, even go to a faith-based clinic and just ask them. A lot of them have connections with specialists that, with people in your financial situation, it's more of a financial hardship, that they'll do what they can to help you. You may have to pay a little bit, but maybe not quite so much. And that's the route I would go. In the meantime, if it is ligament, just a little tidbit, manganese is a great mineral that helps ligaments strengthen and repair. In cod liver oil, the omega-3 fatty acids, along with vitamin C, can help. It's just good nutrition for all connective tissue. And that can be something that's not going to fix it, but it can help. Okay, stay in touch with us on that.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health Liquid Vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into break, we're talking with Michael and dealing with a health challenge called interstitial cystitis. And it's basically painful bladder more than anything. It's just, you want to look at it, get cut to the chase, is what it really is. And, yeah, I mean, the reality is, Michael, we were kind of talking about it, and you know, the doctors mostly will always tell you that there's really no cure, and it's unknown. They really don't even know what causes it, and it just comes on, and sometimes it'll go away. There's changes you can make. There's treatment. There's dietary things you can change, and, I mean, literally, sometimes it just goes away, and then it comes back. There's not a lot of rhyme and reason for it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's different things they can do. There's bladder distension. Sometimes it's a form of treatment. They'll do a bladder installation, which is, well, it's kind of like a bladder wash. They'll put a fluid-filled solution in there, and there's a drug that they use called DMSO that can be helpful. Sometimes it's a treatment for it. But, you know, some of the drugs, have they given you any medication, oral medication yet?
They gave me a while back something called Elmeron.
Did it help? Because that takes months. Yeah, see, you have to take that for 4 months before it even kicks in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if you take it for like a week and it doesn't work, that doesn't really mean much. So, I mean, it's one of those deals. It's a tough
catch
medication.
Catch 22, basically.
It is a total catch 22. But let me tell you some things that they do know. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Good. Because that makes it unbelievably worse. Now, they found that exercise, let's lean over toward the natural side here for a second. They found that exercise, that people get some relief just by doing that. And I know
you know, you got some challenges there. But even getting in a pool and swimming, stretching, like, you know, a stretching routine every day, they found that just some of that can really help.
Uh-huh.
So that's very helpful. That from the dietary standpoint, there's foods you definitely want to stay away from that will flare it up. And that's alcohol, tomatoes, chocolate, all spicy foods, caffeinated, and citrus beverages.
What about coffee?
Well, that's a high acidic drink, big time.
Oh.
And it's got caffeine in it. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're gonna you've got right. caffeine and it's acidic. Now, there's a whole thing called working on getting your body alkaline. There's a what's called a pH scale, and some foods are very acidic, and some foods are very alkaline. The more alkaline you can make your body with interstitial cystitis, the better off you're going to be. High acid foods increase inflammation and bladder irritation. And so a lot of people get a lot of relief from eating more foods that are alkaline. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list of foods in there that are more your alkaline foods. You also want to stay away from artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, except for Truvia, but the artificial, which is the stevia, the artificial sweeteners a lot of times they're more on the acidic side, and they can really flare up the interstitial cystitis. So the diet's really important, believe it or not. As I always talk about it, I always say it is for everything, but it is. And the one thing they have found where they've seen some changes, as a matter of fact, if you look in some of the research, even the treatments that they do, people get relief, but it'll come back. But what they're finding is with the dietary things, when people change those radically and go more toward the alkaline diet, they'll find that the symptoms either begin to subside or they'll stay away for longer periods of time. They may still come back, but if you can keep it at bay for a longer period of time, that's going to be a real victory.
It sounds like it, yeah.
You know, I just want to give you, if you can have a little bit of hope, I don't like to say ever that anything's incurable or there's no way out. I mean, there's always a way out.
Right.
We got to look at the things that you can do, not at the things that are just impossible. I mean, there's always something possible in our health. My gosh, if you can get sick, you can get well at some capacity. So you just have to know that. But, yeah, I mean, coming up with a game plan is going to be a real key. I would go ahead and get a copy of my book and get looking into the alkaline foods and start getting your body more alkaline. And I mean, really, food's going to be your best medicine in this. You need to go through the treatments that they're talking about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to be sitting there going, man, what is the deal? Why am I in so much pain? Is there no help? Because that much of processed food, if I got to eat baked chicken and broccoli, I'll do whatever I got to do if that's going to make it happen. So that's my mindset. And that's what I would encourage you to somehow adopt, because you got to beat this thing, man. You don't want it to win.
Well, thank you very much for your help, and I will definitely look into all that information.
Just look at it and keep me posted, all right? I want to hear how things are going with you, my man. 888-283-7272. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Cynthia now. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How you doing, darling? How can I help?
Well, I have listened to your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am a scleroderma. Okay. Patient disorder. I never heard of it. I knew that my sister died at age 35 of complications from lupus. We had never heard of lupus. She died in 1996. So, of course, when I was diagnosed 5 years ago with scleroderma, you know, the first thing that I thought was I had been totally, I mean, to me, healthy. I was not overweight except for the reason I went to the doctor. I had gained 30 pounds, but I had no symptoms. And when I started listening to your show and you're talking about autoimmune disorders, I thought I'd call to see if there was some natural way that I could continue to, as my doctors, my specialist and rheumatologist say, you know, it's a chronic disease and you have to live with it. And you can live with it, but I'm on about 10 medications, the prednisone, the Plaquenil, the Protonix for gastrointestinal problems, the Celebrex for the pain rheumatoid, even Depakote for what they thought was some type of seizure activity, but after 5 days in the hospital, they said, well, we don't know. It just could be scarring all over my lungs, you know, just all over. But there's good days and bad days. But when listening to you, provide so much hope with natural ways, as opposed to, like you say, stay on medications because the doctors are experts and they put us on the medication for a reason, but we have a responsibility to do what we can do if we have people that are knowledgeable like you to help us. So that's why I'm calling. I need to know what it is that I need to be eating to beat the scleroderma. Scleroderma has hit my lungs, my gastrointestinal tract, my eyes, my skin.
Okay.
And, you know, I've gone from pneumonia, bronchitis, pleurisy, just anything you can think of. So now I'm saying I'm doing all right. I'm functioning. I'm still working.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to eat right. I want to do those things you're saying do, but I don't know what supplements or what to where to start.
Okay. All right. Let's talk for a second. Now, knowing that you're going through all of that and you've had to walk through this and it's starting to change some things in your body. You know, again, you've got to come up with an original game plan. You come up with a game plan, you work your plan, and scleroderma is a challenge within itself. And it's within the category of health challenges that are real challenging. They are. Now, it's an autoimmune disease, so it's where the body attacks itself. And,
right,
exactly. So in the middle of that, knowing what to do when you've got an autoimmune condition is the key. So, again, you don't want to just sit back and take it, but you want to get to a place where you're like, okay, it's autoimmune, which means there's a strong genetic component that we're playing around with. And the genetic guys, they're tough to beat. So when you got a genetic component that you've got going on in your body, it's like turning a light switch on. And once the light switch is turned on, then you get to a place where you can't turn the light switch off because autoimmune can't turn it off. It's too strong on the genetic card. But what you can do, is you can get to a place where you can actually get what I call a dimmer switch. And if you can turn the dimmer switch on and get that little dimmer switch to go down, the light may be on. But if you can get the dimmer switch on to a place where you can really take it down and you can't see the light, but barely, just barely flickering, barely on, then you can slow down the progression of the disease or the health challenge. And that's where you're going to be in a good place. So coming up with a game plan for that is going to be important. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Now, the first thing you want to do always is with scleroderma, any kind of autoimmune condition like that, you want to lay down the groundwork and you want to do the tea test, as I like to call it. But you'll do echinacea tea and green tea. See, the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells are the two main components of the immune system. And one of those is going to be attacking the body, causing the response of what scleroderma is doing, and the other ones will be dormant. What you want to do is you want to figure out which one of those T helper cells are active in the body for the immune system, where it's autoimmune. And if you can find that out, green tea stimulates one of them, and echinacea tea stimulates the other side. And so you'll do 5 cups of green tea for 5 days and see how your body feels. If you feel absolutely fantastic, that's the one that's suppressing the T helper cells that's attacking your body. If you feel horrible, then it's extenuating it or it's accelerating that, and you want to obviously stop doing that. But again, if you'll feel it immediately. So obviously, if you're feeling horrible, don't finish it out for 5 days. But the one that makes you feel good, that can be a staple for you, whether it's green tea or echinacea tea, and that's only going to be something that can help you as far as your day-to-day activities and the way you feel each and every day. So that'll be a real blessing for you. Okay, so that'll give you kind of a path or a roadmap to go down. As far as eating goes, I would encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start on the anti-inflammatory diet. Supplements that you'll need to follow, I mean, the foundational four are good for everybody. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. See, all those are fantastic. And on my website, drasa.com, we've got the 7 health prescriptions. You can just follow those to a T, and that's going to help you. But figuring out which one of the parts of the autoimmune process, that's the key. I mean, things like the scarring that can happen in your lungs, you know, continue to exercise if you can just a little bit, at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week can be very helpful. But those are some basic things to get started with. Please keep me posted how things are going with you as we're here for you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia,
chlorine and chloramines, in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour. Going into the break, we were talking with Rodney, and he's been dealing with some issues, as I like to say, really, after coming off taking mushrooms every day for how long, Rodney?
Did you it's been 8 years.
8 years. You grew your own mushrooms, and you ate them every single day. It was kind of your wind-down tool. Some people come home, have a couple of beers. You come home and have some mushrooms, right? And it would chill you out.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and now you've come off of them based on our little conversations, which I think is great, and you're talking to your doctor, and everybody's on the same page, but you're just not feeling good. You're irritable, stomach's bothering you, I guess, feeling depressed, and just, are you having highs and lows, or are you just feeling pretty down all the way around?
I just feel like I'm in a fog, like, and I've got something that's just pressure on me all the time, so I don't feel like doing anything.
I got you.
It just feels like my body weighs 10 times what it does, what it really does.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a struggle just to get up out of a chair, and it's been like the first week I was off of it, I was fine, and now it's been like about another week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started about a week after I stopped doing them, and it's just been getting worse and worse. And how long am I going to be going through this?
Well,
I guess is what I.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different. So it'd be tough for me to say that. And I think, are you with your family doctor? When did he say, or is it she say to come back and see them every 2 weeks or once a month?
Well, no, I actually haven't been there yet because I told them what I wanted to do, and they said that they would for me to come in, and they were going to put me on some antidepressants and
mm-hmm.
some painkillers, and I don't want to just switch drugs. You know, if I'm going to use drugs, I'll just go ahead and go back to the mushrooms. I'm not going to just switch from one drug to the other.
I got it.
I get that.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's create a teamwork here. I'm going to give you some things, some thoughts. And because here's the bottom line. Bottom line is your dopamine levels, that's one of your brain chemicals, and your serotonin levels. Those two are way out of whack right now. And those are the two being affected when you're using the mushrooms. So I'm going to give you some foods, and I'm going to give you some supplements that will help balance those brain chemicals. Okay. Now, it's not like what a medication will do, but it's just building up your own body's nutritional deficiencies, and it'll support the body in supporting those mechanisms. Now, and you just, you know, write a couple of those things down. Promise me you will go into your doctor and just talk with them. Just tell them, say, look, and it's okay to do this. Because remember, you're creating a teamwork, you know, whether you talk with a nurse on the phone or whoever. Go down and sit with your doctor and say, look, here's the deal. You know, I know you know that I was taking the mushrooms. I've come off of them based on, you know, conversations that you and he have had. And you know, if you want to mention my name, that's fine. And just say, hey, look, here's a couple of things I want to work on diet and nutrition-wise. Can I do this? And will you watch over me? Let me tell you why that's important. I know you know your body pretty well. Most people do. But it's still good to have someone that can watch it with you. And I will tell you that the painkillers and all that, I'm not a big fan of. If for some reason your brain chemistry is not balancing out based on some of the nutritional things, then it would be good, you know, to sit down with your doc and say, hey, look, this stuff, we tried it together for a month or whatever, you know, you guys decide. And if you have to do an antidepressant for a month or 8 weeks even, as you're walking through this, it's not that big of a deal. It's really not. And I know that's a band-aid. Have you taken antidepressants before?
I did once.
Okay.
And that was the last time that I had tried to, you know, just quit doing drugs because I was told that I had some chemical imbalances by a psychiatrist. That was a mandatory thing that I had to go to, and they prescribed what is the one that's got the commercial with the little ball that bounces around that's happy. I didn't like the way it made my body feel.
Is it Celexa? Was it Celexa or was it Prozac?
It was one of them.
Anyway, it's okay.
There's so many of them. I just know that I took it for about a week, and it made me feel like I wasn't even there. Like who I was had completely changed personality wise, and you know, I just kind of did what I'm doing now as far as I just sat and didn't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, let's do this. Let me give you here, because if they end up doing that, it's not that big of a deal. So let me show you a couple of things that will help. Now, foods that you should include will be mushrooms, fish, real mushrooms. Not the bad kind. Mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. All those are good foods. And then also for your dopamine levels to get balanced, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and dark, dark chocolate. Avoid caffeine, and some supplements that are really good are vitamin B6, tyrosine, and also blueberry extract. Very good. Cod liver oil is important, too, for your omega-3 fats. Vitamin D is very, very important, too. And then also 5-hydroxytryptophan, but you can't take that if you're taking an antidepressant. So talk to your doc about all those, and I think they'll be a real good way to get you started. And you guys can come up with a game plan on that. The foods are going to play a big role. Puts another hour in the charts. Like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.